Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
When you buy a house in this country, you may pay stamp duty, but you don't pay any commission. But in the US, the buyer and the seller both have to pay a commission of around 6% of the sale price. Also, we call them estate agents, but they're called realtors in the States, and that name is patent protected in an oligopolistic way. There's been a recent court ruling which could upend the property market in the US and save buyers and sellers a lot of money. I'm joined by the property technology expert and founder of the company Offer, without an E, Robert Hoban. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, remind us about the system in the States.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the seller pays a 6% commission, which is actually divided between a buyer's agent and a seller's agent.
So, and that's not even negotiable.
So it's typically 5 to 6. I believe it
but
never goes below 5.
But it's not 4 and it's not 8.
No. So while we're used to paying just a selling agent, 1 to 1.5%, without a buying agent, in the States, every buyer is represented by a buying agent and every seller is represented by a selling agent. And the challenge to that, you might say, a status quo is possibly going to change over the next while as the kind of the existence of a buyer's agent in every single transaction may start to change.
Because there's been a recent court case about that.
Yeah, so there was a number of sellers brought a challenge to the sort of the traditional model whereby the seller pays for both the buyer's agent and the seller's agent in the US. But in the US, to be fair, the agents take on a lot of the conveyancing that the solicitors would take on here. Uh-huh. So over here, a buyer and a seller would also have to each hire a solicitor, as anyone knows who's bought or sold a property.
Yes.
And they will look after the paperwork, the contracts, whereas in the States, the agents will draft the contract and they'll do all the paperwork that normally a solicitor would do here. Now, it's a faster process in the States. It takes just days or weeks to sign a contract and close a sale.
It can take months here.
And it can take, 6-9 months.
So this court case, could this open up the market to what we've got in Europe, i.e. that only the buyer pays the stamp duty?
Well, it's less about the stamp duty and more about the commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, talking to colleagues and other clients who were doing business with in the States, I think we're starting to see an interest in the European model. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see some buyers.
Well, sellers certainly are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think the commission will go all the way down, say, from 6% to 1 or 1.5%, yeah, as I say, because the conveyancing is covered by it. But I think you'll start to see potentially a change. You'll see more technology being brought in. I think you'll see buyers being a little bit more self-empowered. A lot of buyers, of course, will still want an agent because they don't want to do the paperwork themselves, mm-hmm, and that's understandable. But I think we're starting to see, we're certainly getting contacted by a huge amount of real estate companies.
And you do some business in the States as well,
don't you? Yeah, so we have a system that allows buyers to submit offers to a selling agent transparently online, proof of funds, photo ID, which we have in a number of countries. We launched it here in Ireland, but it's in the UK and South Africa, and we have some companies gone live in the US with it. But it's interesting, since this court case, we've seen an increase in the number of realtors and agents contacting us saying, you know, can we use technology in light of the potential new scenario that's going to happen in the States?
It's so interesting because the Americans are usually early adopters when it comes to using new technology, but in this particular case, they're kind of sticking to the old. Is it an oligopolistic thing? In other words, you have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors to be able to kind of sell property.
Well, you don't have to be a member of the NAR. You need to have a license from your state to be an agent. So you do have to have a license. Mm-hmm. But a membership of the NAR gives you access to a lot of the listings, the multi-listing service they have, which is sort of like a closed database that agents buy and sell from each other on behalf of clients. Mm-hmm. And you get other sort of protections from within the association. But interesting, yeah, the word realtor is a copyrighted, protected term that you must be a member of the NAR to be a realtor.
And nobody calls themselves estate agents. Now, on your own business, do you have any big estate agents signing up to Offer?
Sure, yeah. We've got a range of small and independent agents. We also work with some of the bigger brands like Cushman & Wakefield and CBRE and Savills.
They do the big commercial stuff.
And they do, yeah. So we've a lot of commercial tenders our system is used to go through commercial tenders. But also, you know, it comes to homeowners selling their property through agents. Agents like using our system because it gives transparency, people can place offers.
And you can see in real time, a bit you were showing before we came on air, here's someone who placed a bid at 11 p.m. last night on a house in Drogheda.
Yeah, and yeah, I saw bids coming in on an apartment in Fox Rock last night, and it allows people to see that there are offers on a property. You can see the amount of the offer. You know that,
so you
anyone
don't have to phone up the estate agent all the time and say, what's the bidding on this thing?
Yeah, so it helps the agents deliver kind of transparency to their clients, but it does speed up the process because, you know, it is a difficult market out there, as in there's a lot of demand for properties. There's not enough properties to meet the demand, which means you end up sometimes with multiple buyers trying to secure one property. People get very frustrated if there's a lot of phone calls and emails going around saying there's a new offer, and then some agents are just are better at others at going back to people, and sometimes they're too busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, interestingly, we see from the portals hundreds of new inquiries coming in, say from Daft and My Home, into agents, and they often struggle to get back to everybody. So we've built a tool that auto responds to those inquiries, gives a link to the buyers, and allows them to go and see the offers, book their own viewing, submit an offer. So they're still dealing with the agent, but it's a much more online focused.
And with your company, once you've got your kind of bank offer or your mortgage offer, you can upload, and you've got a kind of a pack that you're ready to go. If you lose the bidding on one house, you can take that pack onto the next house, assuming the estate agent has signed up to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. So we have over 100 companies now in Ireland using our system, which means that buyers, as you say, if they have created their digital wallet, their profile, their proof of funds, their photo ID, instead of having to constantly re-email these in to agents all the time, they can just keep it stored in their account and reuse it and update it. You know, if their mortgage offer expires, they can re-update their new documentation.
Okay, so it's all about the whether the estate agents sign up to your process. Is that right?
Yeah, thankfully we're seeing a real uptake in interest as agents are showing properties to viewers, and viewers are now saying, you know, where do I go online to submit my offer? Mm. And then equally, you know, sellers are liking the competitive bidding aspect of a good solid sale price as a result of two or three people going to their maximum.
Okay. Well, Robert, best of luck with your venture. That is Robert Hoban, the founder of the property technology or prop tech company Offer, without an E.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.